Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Perloff, so this is how it works. We're going to pick every game against the spread, and then we're going to give you some prop bets as well. I feel like our prop bet should come with a little bit of a warning.
Yeah.
The against the spread's been good. The prop bets, we really need a big turnaround here.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything. I was 5-1 against spread last weekend. I don't know if the graphic is ready for that.
The fireworks are. Yeah, that was a supply chain issue.
And I don't know if that means that you should listen to me more this weekend or less of me this weekend. You know, I'm as red hot as the Buffalo Bills. And again, I don't know if that's good or bad heading into the divisional round.
Man, ain't that the truth. All right, let's start it off. Bengals at Titans. The Titans laying 3.5. Who do you have?
Okay, the Bengals have burned me all season long. Yeah. I picked them last week for that very reason. I'm like, I keep picking against this team, but I'm picking against them again. Now, I think the Titans pass rush is going to make Joe Burrow look mortal. Joe Burrow, wow, beat a tired Raiders team. I think the Bengals are a little worn down. They have some injuries. I know the guys are coming back on their defensive line. Honestly, I think the key is Titans defense in this game. And I don't care what's in Derrick Henry's foot. I don't care if there's a metal plate. It's Derrick Henry. No rules apply to him. He's going to run all over him. I like the Titans to cover.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Titans with you on this one. I'm going to lay the 3.5. It is interesting you mentioned about the Titans defense could be one of the keys here. I just think that the Bengals offensive line, too, is still dealing with some injuries. And we saw what the Raiders were able to do against that Bengals offensive line. They were able to make Joe Burrow a bit uncomfortable there. He had to get the ball out really quick. They played a very conservative game plan, too, the Bengals. If you're going to do that against the Titans, I don't know if you're going to have the same kind of success. I'm actually expecting a pretty low-scoring game here in terms of, you know, Titans leaning on the run game a little bit more. But give me the Titans. I'm going to lay the 3.5. Agree with you. Even Derrick Henry, Keith Bullock joined us earlier. Even if he only has 20, 25 carries, you know, between that hit, between him and Foreman, yeah, you know, I think there's going to be enough there.
Also, he's on the field. Everybody's paying attention to him. And maybe open something up for the pass game.
Great point. 49ers at Packers. The Packers laying 5.5. Who do you have?
Okay. Team of destiny. If you're going to pick any team of destiny so far in the playoffs, it feels like not your Buffalo Bills, but the San Francisco 49ers, just one of those teams who have come on so strong. That being said, I think the Packers win this game, but I think it's a really close game. I want the Niners and the points, and it's not going to be just Debo Samuel. I think they got to get George Kittle involved at some point. I think Brandon Ayuk, I think obviously the Packers are going to look at game film and say, we got to stop Debo. That's going to open up the rest of the run game. I think this is going to be a more conservative approach by both teams and therefore a close game. I got the Niners.
Man, you and I are going to agree on this one too. I made the mistake last week of riding with the Dallas Cowboys. I can't do that again. I've got to really understand that the San Francisco 49ers have a formula, even though I believe that still a Jimmy G late pick is probably in the cards. I don't know if the Green Bay defense is going to be good enough, despite the fact that they're getting some guys back, of course. I don't know if it's going to be good enough to fully stop San Francisco's offense, the way they're able to run the ball. You mentioned Kittle has not really been involved in the game plan that much in terms of, you know, catching the ball. And the last couple weeks, he's really just been blocking a lot. But this could be a game where maybe he goes off a little bit. I think it's close. Ultimately, I think the Packers win, but give me the 49ers plus the 5.5. All right, Rams-Bucks. This is going to be one where you and I do not agree. Who do you have?
So last year when the Bucks won the Super Bowl, like, the health story was impeccable. Not only were guys playing, they were perfectly healthy. They're getting guys back. You know, Fournette's coming back, and it looks like Tristan Wirfs is playing, their talented young tackle. I still think they're just a little nicked up, and obviously we know the wide receiver injuries. The Rams, they also have an injury issue at left tackle with Andrew Whitworth, but they have plenty of horses ready to go. I see them as the more talented team. Of course, it's idiotic to bet on Stafford over Tom Brady. That's exactly what I'm doing here. I really feel like Ndamukong Suh and the defense are going to really irritate Tom Brady. That's, you know, this is an X's and O's cliche, but you got to come up the middle and bother Tom Brady, and that's exactly what we're going to do. I don't see a great game from the Bucs offense. Rams win.
All right, I'm going to take the Bucs here. Stafford, it was a clean game for him last week because it was they had a 21-point lead before the Cardinals had a first down. I mean, that's as easy of a playoff game as you're going to have if you are the Los Angeles Rams and you're that offense. I mean, it was just they did whatever they wanted to do, and the Cardinals barely put up any resistance. This is going to be a much different game. Obviously, you're going to be on the road, and you're going toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. And the thing about Brady is if this comes down to tight game, 2 minutes, Brady's got the football, has to go win the game. I think he's going to go win the game. Even with Aaron Donald, even with Von Miller, even with that defense, Jalen Ramsey, I still think that Brady's capable of winning a game, and I think this one's going to be close. So give me the Bucs, and I'm going to lay the three. All right, do you even need to know my pick for the last game?
You don't have to even go on this one. I want to hear what you say about Bills Chiefs, because I think I'm going to listen to that, and then I'm going to make my pick. I'm going to decide based on your analysis.
I grew up in the hinterlands.
No, I don't.
And I can't help where I'm from. No, I'm gonna take the Bills, and I'm gonna take the +1.5. The Chiefs are getting 1.5 at home, laying 1.5 at home. Pardon me. And this is the formula where the Bills can win. Josh Allen again has to be as close to the best player on the field as possible. I know that's really difficult with Patrick Mahomes and what he's able to do, but if Josh Allen has it going with the run game, that opens things up. With Singletary, him complimenting Allen in the run game, that opens things up. Isaiah McKenzie in the slot, that opens things up. And then, of course, going for the deep threat with Stephon Diggs, you have Gabe Davis, you've got Dawson Knox. They just have a lot of weapons here. If the Bills are going to win this game, they've just got to outscore the Chiefs. That's it. You're going to get into a slog, some kind of defensive battle. I know the Bills' defense has been excellent this year, but I think it's got to be about the offense in this game. They've got to score a ton of points if they're going to try to beat Patrick Mahomes. Listen, the Bills' defense has been very, very good. Statistically, they were the top defense in the NFL. They didn't really go through a litany of amazing quarterbacks. They beat Mahomes early in the season when Mahomes was still going through his turnover situations. Defense is going to have to be on their mark, but it's got to be about the offense in this game to me.
Yeah, and I think it's more specifically about Josh Allen running the ball.
Yeah.
I think it's
getting to the edges.
He's not going to hold back anything right now. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of wasted plays. And, you know, obviously this time of year, Josh Allen's proven he can play in weather. I don't know what, actually, it's not going to be specific weather. I just like what they're doing. Was it, again, 3 out of 4 games they haven't punted or something crazy like that?
Yeah.
It hasn't felt like the Chiefs' year, really, has it? I mean, consistently.
Yeah, see, I don't know about that because the Chiefs feel like they've had 2 different seasons, and they have actually had an excellent second half of the year. It was just that a lot of eyeballs on the end of that Kansas City Bengals game. And
yeah,
I think
that
for
was
some
the odd
reason
one.
That like changed people's mind on stuff, and I don't get why.
Right, because the Bengals hadn't really even been playing well coming into that game, and the Chiefs, they're just so mistake prone this year. And fumbles all over the place, dumb penalties. Yeah, I like the Bills. I don't know, you know.
How dare you take the Bills?
I know, I don't want to ruin it for you. But the interesting thing to me is like I'm hearing 38-35, 42-35. I think it's maybe a little more conservative of a game, just to go against the grain a little bit there. I'm not sure I'm as confident in the over, but yeah, it really feels like a team of destiny. And I feel terrible saying that because
sandbag.
We're jinxing the heck out of the Bills.
I know, and I thought we were friends.
I'm very sorry. It's so funny to me. It's in KC, and it's only 1.5-point spread, so the world sees the Bills as a better team. There's no doubt about it. If you listen to NFL experts, like you listen to Talking Heads, you would think the Bills were favored by 3 points.
Yeah, the Bills have gotten the narrative here, and it's great to see them getting all this attention after so many years, you know, just wandering the desert with no quarterback, no coach, and all that. But in this one, I think it's totally misguided. The pressure should be definitely on the Kansas City Chiefs. All right, let's run through our props really fast. And again, these should come with a major disclaimer. But we both mentioned George Kittle when we were talking about that 49ers-Packers game. Just has not been as involved in the offense. So we both like Kittle 47.5 receiving yards as our first prop. Second prop. Mahomes, passing yards, 280.5 were taking the over.
Yeah, you know, I just said the game was going to be more low scoring. But I don't see the scenario. Oh, okay. There's two scenarios. The Chiefs win the game, which means Mahomes has a good game, or the Bills win. And if they win, I think they're going to win maybe a little comfortably, in which case Kansas City gets all those late passing yards. You know, even Big Ben went over on passing yards, as terrible as he played against the Chiefs. So I feel like either scenario, we're definitely getting a decent Mahomes number.
Okay, A.J. Dillon, will go back to that Green Bay-San Francisco game. 39.5 rushing yards, liking the over on this one.
Yeah, so A.J. Dillon, big running back out of Boston College, cold weather place. It's going to be minus 10 with the wind chill. The Packers maybe lean on the run game. They're going to have to do it so the Niners don't establish their run game. I happen to love A.J. Dillon. I just love the way he runs. I love a big running back. I loved, what was the guy in the Giants, the big guy?
Brandon Jacobs.
I like a 260-pound running back in the playoffs who's just going to plow over guys, and it's just going to be fun to root for A.J. Dillon.
Okay, so from one really huge running back to Cam Akers, the 48.5. Now, Cam Akers, that's rushing yards. Cam Akers, amazing how he's come back from the Achilles. This number, though, seemed a little high to both of us. So 48.5 rush yards, we're going to take the under.
Yeah, the Bucs, you know, the Bucs are known for their run defense. Yeah. And Sony Michel has been a go-to guy for the Rams. So he's obviously going to have to split here. And to get 48.5, that kind of assumes, I think we're looking at a big Rams win. I don't see that. I feel like that's a pretty safe one.
And finally, our last prop bet goes to the Tennessee Bengals game. And we're going to go CJ Uzoma. 3.5 catches. We're going to take the over.
Yeah, I've been on a journey with CJ Uzoma this year.
Yeah, you have?
Yes, because it was early on in the season. And, you know, I used to be a Bengals fan because my favorite quarterback, Andy Dalton, was there. Don't ask how that happened. And they never had any weapons for him. And all of a sudden, Joe Burrow gets there and their tight end, CJ Uzoma, cannot be stopped. I'm like, who is this guy? Turns out he had like 8 catches his first 3 years, but Burrow loves him. And we were looking at his game log. It's like 5, 6, 7. I feel like 3.5 is no problem. CJ's got it. He's a great player. He's a great player. Have you seen any interviews with him? He's a superstar. Fun to root for. We'll go over.
Yeah. So those are our 5 prop bets for the weekend. We're going to tweet them out at Maggie and Pearl, P-E-R-L. That's where you can find our picks for the weekend. And we wish you guys all the best of luck out there. If you're betting these games, bet responsibly. Coming up, oh, you've got to hear this sound. This was so good. And even if it's from somebody very popular and someone we hear from a lot, even this took the cake. It's so good. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Maggie and Perloff, we're back in just a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.